Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 7, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, What We Can and Cannot Find with the New Space Telescope. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, is set to replace the aging Hubble Space Telescope. If all goes as planned, it will begin to unveil the first science-quality images next month, according to space.com. A CBS News story explains that Webb is 100 times more powerful than Hubble, and can detect the heat signature of a bumblebee from as far away as the moon. For scientists, it is a cause for celebration. Webb was specifically designed to allow us to see those very first galaxies that formed after the Big Bang. It's like we have this 14-billion-year-old story of the universe, but we're missing that first chapter, said astrophysicist Amber Strawn in an interview for 60 Minutes. I have no doubt that the images will be stunning and new revelations are imminent. But even if we could look back to the moment of the Big Bang itself, we would not find the forces that created the universe, and as a result, created us. As powerful as Webb's mirrors may be, they will not be able to reflect the forces that created the universe. To discover the forces that created the material universe, we need a different kind of telescope. Just as the light from the mirrors is reflected into the center of the new telescope, which then connects them into an image, the forces that create the universe can be revealed by connecting the forces that bind us together. These forces come from a higher realm than the material one, which is confined by the limitations of self-interest. When there is no self-interest, nothing limits these forces and they can connect in a way that engenders life. Only forces that are higher than self-interest can create life. Forces that are bound by an ego-centered perception cannot create anything, they can only absorb. Just as a mother's creative force of life is her love for her child, whom she loves even prior to conception, the forces that create life are forces of giving, without a hint of self-absorption. When we create relationships based on an approach that corresponds to the forces that created the universe, we can discover them. Just as a receiver of radio waves receives them by creating similar frequencies within itself, when we create a frequency of transcending our own ego, we discover the forces that exist on that wavelength, and we can study their nature, behavior, and power. Such forces, which transcend the ego, must have an object toward which to aim. This is why it is imperative that we discover them through collaborative work. When we reveal these forces, we will understand how to correct the errors in our behavior and how to adjust our lives to the forces that create life. At that time, we will be able to build our societies in a manner that is sustainable, safe, and satisfying for everyone. How to tune nature to be kind to us? Question. Why is it happening that luck depends on the correct connections with other people? Answer, it is because luck is the correct connection. Everything that we receive through people. Even if something comes not through a person but through the inanimate, vegetative, or animate nature, it still depends on people. Therefore, if we tune ourselves correctly to people and move toward them with good forces, not only will we neutralize their possible negative reactions, but we also tune the upper nature itself to be kind to us. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Protection from superstition. Question. People have been looking for effective ways to increase luck in their lives for centuries. Often they use various lucky charms, amulets, or stones because they believe they bring good luck. To this day, people believe in all kinds of superstitions, knocking on wood, the number 13, a black cat, and so on. According to surveys, 70% to 80% of people prefer not to face these events. In principle, superstition is an attempt by people to somehow control or enhance this elusive factor called luck. How do you feel about superstitions? Answer: luck is indeed a somewhat elusive factor. But the impact on luck is not in running away from the number 13, black cats and something else, but in bringing luck closer with your actions. That is, by kind actions toward others, we can bring luck closer. With them, we create a positive field around ourselves, an absolutely physical parameter. And then luck will favor us, or will approach us. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 24, 2022. Invincible Heroes. Question: Pavel writes to you, today people are saying, do you remember the pandemic? Those were the good old days. What awaits us, Dr. Lateman? Answer: I am not a doctor of medicine, but I am, to a certain degree, a doctor who treats a man within a human. One who cures. I would say that a long and difficult period of recovery awaits us. However, recovery is impossible without feeling the illness, otherwise, the patient resists and does not want any medications and treatment. Therefore, precisely those who advocate the fact that they are absolutely healthy, we are invincible heroes, and so on, these are the most ill people. Let's hope that gradually this will all become clear. We will help them with this. They will see how much they are deceiving themselves and trying to deceive others. But in general, of course, this period, I hope, is beginning to be more or less obvious to many, not to everyone yet, but to many. Question: As a doctor, you say to the question what awaits us, Dr. Lateman? That we will feel that we're ill. Is this the main thing that awaits us? Answer: Yes, this is the main thing. Question: Do you transfer this to the entire humanity or to individuals? Answer: Starting with the most severe cases, who are those that are not aware that they are ill. They are not aware to such an extent that they are still trying to lead all of humanity, to show them the way forward. Question: Do you think it will start with them? Answer: No, it will start, not with them, but they are the most serious cases in the ward. It will start with the mildly impaired patients, who will feel that they are ill in some way, and that this does not give them the opportunity to live well. Question: What kind of illness will we feel? What are we ill with? Answer: We are ill because we cannot distinguish good from evil and cannot accumulate the good in ourselves, integrate the good, so that it slowly, gradually covers the evil. This is a very difficult path. Question: Does it mean that we will be looking for this good, that we should take like a pill to feel that we are complete egoists? Answer: This is what will be considered evil. Because with our sufferings today, we are already inviting such an illumination of good light upon us, which can reveal where in fact our evil is within us. Comment: This is the most important thing. You lead us to it all the time, so that a person would suddenly see himself in this way: angry, bad, no good. You used to say the opposite: you still have this and that in you, you can. My response: This is the just to get started. But who are you? This is an absolute evil. But there is a spark that will lead you. We need to inflate it. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, March 28, 2022. What is life wasted on? Question: People without exception are busy with diets and all sorts of food values. Now there are a lot of forums that are fond of organic food and promote it. Why have we come to this state? Answer: It serves us, right. We must learn from our mistakes in order to return to normal living conditions. In the meantime, we see what's going on. This is the method of Beto, with the stick to happiness, since we do not want to advance correctly. We don't want to engage in normal farming. 50% of the food produced is thrown away, and 50% of the world's population is malnourished. We are some kind of irrational creatures. If you look at our Earth from the side, then humanity has come to absolute insanity over its many thousands of years of development and, of course, it looks just awful. People are engaged in exploiting themselves, making slaves of themselves. And although they are dissatisfied with everything, they still continue to fiercely cling to their petty, mean existence, just to annoy each other, to show off in front of each other, to be no worse than others, to indulge their base aspirations for fame, nobility, and fake superiority. What is life wasted on? Life itself is also worthless. And what an end to it. As a result, there is an accumulation of suffering, which should subsequently manifest itself. They accumulate, accumulate, and then come out. This is an accumulating process according to the rule of the system of nature, which swallows and then regurgitates. Our egoism swallows everything into itself, our efforts, our helplessness, our unsolvable and unresolved problems, and then gives everything out, as if burping them. And then we see that we have come to a dead end, reached the bottom and are obliged to do something. This is how we develop. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Organic Food, October 21, 2009. Material and spiritual memory. Question: what is memory? Where is it stored? Answer: there are several types of memory. One of them is memory at the chemical or electrochemical level, but it is the same. The other one is spiritual memory, which cannot be erased by some external, material effects. This highest memory is the soul. It resides in its carrier called Masark, screen in Kabbalah. If a person creates a screen in himself, then a person's spiritual state begins to be recorded on it, which is beyond any external power to influence. This state is eternal, like a soul, and can change only in one direction, in the direction of getting closer to the higher root. From CabTV's Close-Up. Pole Inversion, May 15, 2011. Despite egoism, the problem with humanity is that we should have invented some developmental goals for ourselves earlier, but now we can't because the next degree is not in the same direction and perspective as previous levels of development. Previously, we developed instinctively, under the pressure of nature, and everything was fine. In a way, we sort of thought, sort of did, sort of even made revolutions. In fact, it is not us, at all. There is no free will here, but it seemed so to us, because the development took place according to growing egoism, which was constantly increasing in us. We were just looking for the best way to realize it. And so we realized it, some this way, others that way, in accordance with their internal natural data, which we call mentality, a particularity. But now we must ascend to another degree and, contrary to our egoism, build a connected society, something that was not done in ancient Babylon. Then we were given the opportunity to settle apart from each other, and therefore, we did not need to dock together. And now we have come to the need for full communication again. Absolutely complete. But we have it one-sided, economic and egoistic. We need to make it different exactly according to the condition of ancient Babylon, as Abraham told all Babylonians, all people on earth need to get together and be friends, to become as one man with one heart, one desire, one family. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Organic Food, October 21, 2009. A specific point. Question: is the development of humanity predetermined? Answer: at this stage, there are only two ways of the development of humanity, either by the method of Kabbalah or by terrible, serious, irreversible blows. Unfortunately, there are no other ways. We are now at a specific point to solve the problem. By now I mean a few more months or a few more years. But time shortens very quickly. When I was a novice scholar in Kabbalah, even before completing the dissertation and all my other works, When I only began to become acquainted with these materials, I had no idea that such a movement, such an evolution, even that a revolution was possible in the world. And here, in 20 to 30 years, we have ended up in a completely different world that no longer operates according to the old principles, laws, and canons. And with every day it is felt more and more. From CAB TV's close-up. Europe Today, January 26, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora, were Jews ever really slaves? The people of Israel were a nation of slaves who escaped slavery in Egypt. This is what the story of Exodus discusses. Being a slave means being enslaved to the human ego, our innate desires to enjoy at the expense of others, which determines our every desire, thought and action. Escaping that slavery means running away from the ego's orders and rising to a different level. On the new level, we solely wish to observe the quality of bestowal, that it will guide our every desire, thought and action from now on. What does observing the quality of bestowal mean? It means thinking about how to do good to everyone. Therefore, the escape from slavery in Egypt, as with all of the Torah's accounts, is no historic story, rather it discusses our future development. We thus read such texts in order to learn about our future, what we will have to undergo in order to understand where we are headed. And it is written that we are headed out of slavery to freedom. What is freedom? Freedom means being outside of the enslavement to our egos, that we think and act beneficially to everyone. We truly need freedom because once our soul wishes to benefit others, then we turn ourselves into conduits of the positive forces dwelling in nature, they pass through us, to others. We then send everything we receive from nature to everyone, connecting everyone to nature's quality of bestowal. That state is called being a trustworthy servant. While it might sound like another slave-like state, being a connector between nature and humanity is in fact the greatest role that exists in our reality. It frees us from ourselves. It lets us realize the two desires that exist in reality, our desire to receive and nature's desire to bestow, and we then take from nature what it wants for us, and take humanity's deficiencies, and connect the two. Based on the video, were Jews ever really slaves? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.